Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
You know, I just did a podcast about haters who target people who are different from them because they like to target people who look different, you know, who dress different. It could be people who are punk rockers or people, who are not a part of mainstream society, you know, or who the perception is that they could be easy to target, easy to victimize, you know, people who are perceived as sick or look odd, too odd, easy targets. And that's not good because haters are dangerous. And haters are also criminals. That has happened to me where criminals and haters targeted me because their perception is I'm an easy target to victimize, to take advantage of, to destroy. That's what haters and criminals love to do. They target the unique people because unique people are seen in society as crazy, mentally ill, undesirable, and that is because the people who judge them, society is ignorant. There's too much ignorance on this planet, but you know, people who are perceived as different or unique need to be careful. Because in my situation, that is exactly what has happened. I'm not, for some people, their perception is they don't perceive me as a typical black guy, you know. I live life on my own terms, what I wear, how the way I act, or how the way I talk is perceived as way out, and then they make these false defamatory assessments that I am sick, I'm mentally ill. The truth is they are too ignorant. But that ignorance is in mainstream society, unfortunately. You know, it's like, you know, looking at if I was in the excess band and they would perceive that to be that I can't walk a stage or I'm too handicapped and so on. And that's not necessarily true. In other words, we should not think outside the box. We should be aware. For me and for people who have their own way of thinking and it's perfectly normal, if society perceives us as different, we should also be careful of the criminals and haters because they like targets. Like, I think that was why I was harassed a lot throughout my life, made fun of, put down all the time, seen by people. They called me schizophrenic because I was into rock music or because I made complaints that were based on reality, but in their false perception or lack of education, it was based, their ignorance had this wrong assessment of me. I have to be careful of that if I live my life on my own terms. I have to because I'm an adult. That's why I live in America, United States of America, because it gives me the freedom to live and believe whatever religion, whatever lifestyle, or whatever philosophy I want to. But at the same time, I have to be careful, and I'm aware that the criminals that was obsessed and targeted me because they thought I was too different, and I was a easy victim to manipulate, an easy victim to harass, an easy victim to take down, an easy victim to do something bad to. But I'm very much aware of that because I'm very intelligent and I'm very able to do a lot of things. And in this lifetime, as long as I live, I will not let no criminal or hater get in my way or try to destroy me, because I will always be in control of my life. And I have to go and do things and live life on my own terms. I also have to protect myself, because I have to look at who I hang out with and who I deal with, because I'm always aware that in this society there are some people who are dangerous. And the criminals that targeted me, the haters, the harassers, because they see me as different, a victim. And I didn't come on this planet to be a victim. I came on this planet to be a winner. And they messed with the wrong person. Just like this, you know, like I talked about in previous episodes, where there was these people making these allegations about looking into my home. And I was like, there's no evidence of trespassing. They got to have some sickness, because you can't see with the naked eye. When I look at my window sill or look at the wall, you can't see anything. But I am aware that it could be something, because through the naked eye, I mean, there are things you can't see with the naked eye. It's a possibility. They got to have some illness or something wrong with them. But if they are, that is criminal. Those same people were targeting me simply because they perceived me as an easy victim, because I happen to be someone that they can manipulate, destroy, and that is not going to happen. The thing is, being unique is a gift, but being unique has the dilemma of dealing with ignorant people in the society, because they use the status quo of what is typical of what a typical white or black or Latino person act like, which doesn't pertain to everybody. Everybody has their own unique style. It's just that some people can blend in to the norms very, very easily and be a part of that mainstream. For me, I found that blending in the norms at times does not fit with my philosophy, because I had to live life on my own terms, because I really think big, but I'm still very healthy. So they perceive me as being somebody they can take advantage of. It's really sad, but being unique is a gift, and being unique is what I need to be. But everybody's unique. It's nothing wrong with being unique. It's something wrong with society.
Thank you.
try to be open-minded to all things, you know, but I ain't going to be a status quo or what is perceived as typical black person, you know. This is what some people think of a typical black person. Someone who just predominantly listens to R&B music or funk or so. Somebody who, you know, do what typical black people do. I'm not like that. I listen to R&B, funk, soul, rock and roll, country, pop, rap, etc. I'm diverse. And, you know, ignorance happens a lot, you know, not just with the racists and the people who discriminate because they're ignorant. They lack education on how to live in a society. They target people based on race, color, creed, sexual orientation, gender identity, religion, etc. But they also target people because they're unique. You know, I like to marry people of another race, you know, but it doesn't mean I'm racist. Because I think that black, we're all equal, okay? But for criminals and haters, they love to target someone like me, I guess, in the perception. I seem as odd. So in their ignorance, their little world of ignorance, I'm crazy, sick, and that's not true. Because of the perception, because I'm an artist, the truth is I'm just who I am and it's normal. But for them, because of the way I act and my life and the way they think I'm sick, odd, and it's criminal, look at me, it's like, oh, they can put me in a conservatorship. That is not going to happen, not in this lifetime. I'm too high functioning to control my life just like anybody else. The truth is there's no quote-unquote right or wrong way on how to live as a person regardless where you come from. As I said before, it's been shown through evidence that everybody is unique in their own way. Whether people accept it or not, that is the truth. We come to this earth to be something. We have our own essence. I guess for me, I just live my true essence. It's shown more so, perhaps, than others. Unfortunately, being who I am and trying to live my life, I have been targeted by criminals who think I'm so different that they can take me down, harass me, take advantage of me, hurt me, destroy me. And I ain't going to let that happen because I don't hang out with a criminal because criminals are negative people. The haters, too, same thing. They look at me as something, somebody different. Also, they're jealous, you know. They say I can't sing, can't write, and all that. Everything is negative. They have almost either 99.9% or 100% everything is negative about what I do. Maybe one thing they might like, but everything, single thing is negative. Haters, oh, it's because they're jealous. I keep away from them. They always target somebody who's different from them. As I said about, you know, that person was saying crazy things about looking at me in the bathroom and seeing me naked in my bathroom, that's a dangerous person because either they are sick in the head themselves or delusional, or something is wrong, or they have committed a crime, possibly a felony. But you can't look at someone and invade my privacy. I don't want to bring that up again because I brought that up. That's a different topic. But it's connected to the fact that these people are not well. They're negative. Like they made criminals, haters, sick people who do hurtful things. I can't hang around with somebody like that, but they like to target somebody like me because they think I'm different. And it's not going to work. It's like we have to look at people for who they are on a case-by-case basis. We can't go by what everybody's thinking or compare people. And we'll make this difference. It's about stability and whether they're happy or not, and at the same time, fair and honest and integrity is so important. You know, if I'm going for a dream in Hollywood and I'm much older than some of the people that are, that doesn't mean that I'm crazy. There are a lot of people of all shapes and sizes who live, who came to Hollywood, who are still going for that dream. And a lot of people who made it at 60 years old got a songwriting contract or got a record deal. While, you know, the perception is, yes, the younger you are, teenager or 20-year-old, that's where it's for, to make it an entertainment industry. But that's not for everybody. We can't put everybody in the same box. I'm just giving an example. So I am going to keep away and protect myself from the criminals and haters, because they love to target people who live life on their own terms or march to the beat of their own drum, simply because I have my own way of looking at things. I'm definitely not going to hang around with a racist or somebody who say, stay with your own kind. When someone says stay with your own kind, meaning stay with your own race, that means that they're racist, they're bigoted, they're ignorant, potentially dangerous. That's what the KKK want. I ain't coming this planet to be like that or to be limited, to limit my life. I came on this planet to expand it, to hang around with people of all races, shape, or forms, embrace every religion, or do a live life, or hang out, or marry whoever I want. That's how I have to live. But at the same time, if that is unique, then they must be ignorant, limited. And I have to keep away from the ignorant. They don't know how to live in this society or understand what's going on around. Keep away. But the criminals and haters target people like me because they see me as different. They mess with the wrong person because they're going to be wasting their time. But for those who are perceived as different, have their own lifestyle, write their own artists or whatever, or whoever, continue to live, do your own thing, and don't worry about what people think of you. Life is not based on what judgments or trying to do what other people want. It's about doing your own thing. Unfortunately, being who I am, I was prejudged in the music industry because of the way I looked. And now everybody frowned upon that because that's not how the way you make judgment, because you're looking for the typical pop star or rock star or celebrity who's going to sing lead in a band. You have to be a certain look that has nothing to do with music. And I'm glad that everybody is really thinking theoretically with their brains and not with their groin. Because we have to have knowledge to know what's going on, because knowledge is power. And knowledge comes from experience and a realization that the world does not revolve around us. But at the same time, for people like me, I have to be careful about some of those ignorant people who look at me as a victim or who want to harass or target me because I don't act or think like they do. I keep away from them always because they're ignorant and they're dangerous. Good day, good night. From Death Knight.